Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. We are in the house of the Lord again. Oh, yes. Can somebody say amen? Well, we are alive. Aren't you alive this morning? Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. We give you all the praise and all the glory, Lord, for being in the house of the Lord again this morning to worship you with other believers. And as we gather around the Word of God, the entrance of your Word, the Bible says, gives light. And we know, Lord, that you've got a Word in season for everyone here today. And we just ask you to glorify yourself, Lord, in the message of the Lord this morning as we praise you, Lord, and we enter into your Word. Give the Lord a praise this morning. Hallelujah. Come on, put your hands together for Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, a brief message this morning, but I guarantee you, the Lord, he sent me here this morning for, you know, to do this, something special for you here this morning, or somebody here this morning needs a miracle. Amen. Somebody needs a miracle. The message this morning, in due season, if you faint not.
Amen.
Can somebody say amen?
Amen?
Well, you know, that's the message this morning. I'm not going to preach very long, but God's got something for you. And I'm going to start here in Galatians chapter 6. That's where I'm going to start. And I've got something good from the Lord this morning. If you believe that, say amen. Oh, yes. Always we have something good from the Lord this morning. Galatians chapter 6, and I'm going to read verse 9. Let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Now, in due season, you know, you're going to get a blessing from God if you faint not. Now, there is a season for everything, the Bible says, in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, and verse 1. It says, there is a season for everything. And there is also, not only a season, but there is a set time for every purpose that's under heaven. And the one that calls the time is the Lord Jesus. He's the one that calls the time. Hallelujah. You know, and he's the one that appoints seasons and times. You know, and he's got a due season appointed for every one of you. And you're going to hear about that this morning. Praise God. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. So there is a time to be born and there is a time to die and so forth. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. There is a time to kill, a time to heal, and the breakdown and the build up and all of these things. There's a time to weep. See, so there's a time of travail. Now, when I get down into verse 10 here, is where we're going to preach this morning. So there's a time to weep, there's a time to laugh, there's a time to mourn, a time to dance. There's a time to cast away stones, and there's a time to gather stones together. There's a time to embrace. And that's a time to refrain from embracing. And so there's a time to get, you know. So sometimes you get, sometimes you lose, you know. So sometimes there's ups and downs, you know. There's times and seasons for all of these things. And God's got it all numbered. You know, he's got it all. You know, he speaks the times and the seasons into place. You know, the Bible says that he speaks, see, and it stands fast. He commands, and it is done. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So there is a time for all of these, and a time to speak, a time to be silent, you know, and a time, you know, all of these things and so forth like that. So, now let's take a look at verse 10. I have seen the travail. So the Lord has seen the travail of some of you. Could have been for weeks, or months, or years, and so forth like that, that you've been struggling with whatever it is that you need a miracle for from the Lord this morning. God has seen the travail, see. And God has given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. So God is the one that appoints all of that. You know, he appoints the times for the travail. He appoints the times for the deliverance. You know, he appoints the time of refreshing. The Bible says, you know, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. You know, so there's a time for all of this. There's a time, you know, for the travail. There's a time, you know, and so forth like that. You know, but while you are in the travail, you must hold on and don't give up. How many of you say amen to that? It's kind of like a woman that's pregnant. You know, God fixed it to where, you know, God's going to try her patience, you know, for 9 months, you know. I mean, you ever thought of why God didn't just make them pregnant and have give birth the next day. Oh no. You know, he's going to make her go through some stuff, you know, and she's going to think about it, you know, and then she's going to have some nights she wished she didn't have that baby in her belly, you know, and she's going to go through all of that stuff, and she's going to have sorrow for some time, the Bible says. But one day, hallelujah, somebody, one day when she gives birth to that joyful thing, oh yeah, she's going to have joy, and she's going to forget, because there's joy. Because a son, a man child, the Bible says, is born into this world. So she's going to have joy. But for 9 months, she's going to have some pain. You know, she'll have some good days. She'll have some bad days and so forth like that. She'll have some days that she'll be sick in the morning and all of that and so forth. But she better hang on. Amen. You know, okay, she better hang on. And if she hangs on, in due season, she's going to bring forth something glorious. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now, God has seen the travail. He's the one that appoints everything. But he has made, in verse 11, everything beautiful in his time. Now, that's his time, not your time. Yeah, yeah. You know, God is the one that calls the time. He will make it beautiful in the due season that he has appointed for you. Amen. And there's a due season for everyone, and it's different for each person. See, God's the one that does this thing. It is his time. He'll make it beautiful in his time. Now that's his time and not your time. Amen? Can somebody say amen to that? I want to make sure you understand that. You know, so, you know, sometimes we say, Lord, do this and Lord, do that and so forth like that. You know, but, you know, he'll do what he will do. Amen? You know, but you just hang on and you keep your eyes on the Lord for his mercy. Because his mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. And though your sorrow may endure through a night, the Bible says in Psalm 30 and verse 5, you know, doubtless joy is coming in the morning. So there's coming a season. There is a time for the night. And there is a time for the breaking of day. The night cannot last forever. Hallelujah, somebody. So at some point in time, the day must break. And the night must give way. Hallelujah. Praise God. And God's got that season. He's got that due season. He's got it for every one of you in here this morning. But you must hold on. You must hold on, and you must not give up, no matter what is going on, no matter how hard it is, no matter for how long you have been believing God, or how long you have been, you know, going through the travail. You must hold on, and you must not give up, because he has an appointed time. In the book of Psalm 102 and verse 13, you know, we're told that God has a set time. He has an appointed time that he has called to bless you. But there is a time that he has appointed. It is a time that's coming in due season. And I'm going to tell you the story of the man here that's found in John chapter 5. And that's where I'm preaching really from this morning, is a story in the book of John chapter 5. Now, I know that you know, a lot of people like some good stories and so forth. You know, as you know, I don't like telling any stories when I preach. You know, but once in a while, I do tell these stories from the Bible. You know, so I will tell this story from this Bible verse or chapter this morning in John chapter 5. You know, so if you want to turn with me to John chapter 5 this morning, this is a story that I'm going to use to bring this message out, and something that the Lord wants me to tell you here in John chapter 5. You know, there was a feast, the Bible says, and so forth, and there, you know, there was this, you know, there was this pool. It's a pool over there that's called Bethsaida, you know. And so, you know, what happens is, you know, there's a great multitude of impotent folk, you know, people who are lame, blind, halt, demon-possessed, whatever it is, you know, they just gather there every time. See, they know that there is a season. You know, they know about the season. Here's what the Bible says. It says, in this lay a great multitude of impotent folk, blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. So they're looking for the moving of the water, because there's an angel that came down at a certain season. Now that's a season that God appoints. See, you can't call for that angel to come down. God's already fixed it. You know, he's going to come when he wants to come by the order of the Lord. See, so they're waiting, but everybody knows, you know, that, well, it's around this time, so everybody gathers around, and here's the deal. See, they know this. Now, we're not told how they know it, but, you know, by experience, they found out that it's only one person that jumps in that gets healed. The second person didn't get healed for whatever reason. So everybody's struggling and waiting, and if you get in too early, you don't get healed. It's got to be just right. You know, so they're looking for the stirring of that, you know, and it starts with a little bubble. It's kind of like, you know, a tremor, and they see something. It looks like, you know, there's a bubbling or something. It looks like there might be something trying to erupt, you know, from under the water, but it's the angel of the Lord, and he's troubling the water. Amen? Praise God. He's fixing to do something when he troubles that water. Oh, yeah. You know, so they gather there, but there was this one man. You know, there's a great multitude. There could have been hundreds and thousands of people. We don't know that gather there every year, you know, and so forth like that. We don't know that. You know, but the story focuses on this one man. And that's the one I want to talk about this morning. So this one man, so he, you know, he's one of these people that, you know, have this hope in themselves that, you know, one of these days, if he's the first person, because it's the first person that gets in that water after the angel troubles him, that's healed of whatever disease, whatever plague that they have. You know, so this man, you know, here's the story. A certain man lay there which had this infirmity 38 years. Now, that's 38 years. That's not 38 days. Amen? Is somebody still with me this morning? That's 38 years. Now, I don't know what you've been going through this, you know, in your life. You know, maybe it's up to 38 years, maybe it isn't. For some of you, I don't think it's up to 38 years, because there's a lot of you that are younger than 38 years here. You know, so there's a lot of things that, you know, you may be going through and so forth, but, you know, may not be this long just yet. You know, but this man, he's been going through this stuff for 38 years. You know, and we don't know how many of those 38 years that he came to the pool. But the Bible says year after year, he came to this pool. And he was hoping every year that it's going to be his opportunity. But guess what? The man is lame. See, he's a cripple. You know, so when the angels clear the pool, when somebody, you know, some people, they, you know how people, you know, when they have special sales in this country and so forth like that, on, you know, what day of the year is that? Some Friday, whatever. Everybody goes, I mean, they do these crazy things. They go line up in front of these stores at 2 a.m. or 1 a.m. and so forth like that. Well, you know, just think about that. You know, and some people even take, you know, some blankets and so forth. They'll sleep out there all night long because they're waiting for that door to open and get those sales. Amen? Oh, yeah, I see people that do it all the time. You all know what I'm talking about? They go to Best Buy and Walmart or whatever, all these places. You know, and they'll be there, you know, all night long. You know, they want to be first in line. So it's kind of like this story here. You know, they want to be first in line. Well, you know, these people, they're looking for deliverance. They're looking for something, you know, an answer to a problem that's been plaguing them. And they're coming, you know, and this man, he's coming every year. But guess what? You know, because of his situation, you know, he can't move very far, you know, very far or very fast, you know, so, you know, as soon as they see the trouble of the water. Now, some of these people that have been camping out there, you know, because they don't know, you know, because the Lord never told them the exact date. They just knew that it's around this season, you know. Now, these people that camp out to the stores here, they know the exact date, you know, but, you know, they don't know, maybe they don't know the exact time that they will open the doors. But in this case, these people don't know the exact day. They just know it's around this time. So some of them camp out for days because they know it's around this time. So they camp out, they sleep and so forth. And obviously when someone say, you know, and maybe somebody that brought, you know, their friend, you know, because nobody's going to tell anybody, you know, that the water is moving, right? They're just going to jump first. But, you know, the people that bring other people, you know, they say, oh, the water is moving, you know, and then they try, you know, and every time this man, he tries to do something and get in that water, you know, he gets so close every time, every single time, but just in the nick of time, somebody nips him. Every single time. Think about that. Now, there are some of you in here this morning, you know, you come this close to something every time, but the devil gets it from you. Somehow, he steals it from you. Because what is his name? His name is the evil one. He is the thief. You know, he comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. That's what Jesus said. But Jesus said, I am come that you might have life. And that abundantly. Can somebody say hallelujah? So some of you have been believing God for something. You got your hand, you can almost smell it, and every time, just like clockwork, you lose it. You know, it could be something that you're praying for. It could be an exam that you're taking that you're not passing. It could be something that you're believing God for. It could be some relationship that you are trying to get into. But whatever it is, every single time, the devil fouls it up. Well, I got news for you this morning. Can somebody say hallelujah? Your due season is coming.
Amen.
But you must hold on.
Amen.
See, if this man would have given up the first year or the second year, we don't know how long he came to that pool, but he came every time. After every disappointment, and he would go home, you know, drag himself all over the place to get home, you know, and when he got home, he was like, I gotta wait one more year. We don't know how long that season was. Could have been a year. I'm assuming it was a year. Maybe it was a whole year. I don't know. But it looks like it was a year from the story. You know, so, you know, he would, you know, wait and disappoint him, but then he would reload his faith. Amen, somebody. Oh, yeah. You gotta have hope and faith in the Lord. And he'll say, oh, well, you know, I didn't get it that time, but I'm going to get it next time. Yeah. Amen, somebody. Yeah. I am going to get it next time. And then he'll drag himself there next time, and the same thing would happen. And then he'll drag himself home, and then come back next year, and the same thing would happen. And every single time, the devil robbed him of his victory. But he didn't give up. Can somebody say hallelujah?
Yeah.
He did not give up. Because he knew within himself that one day it'll be my due season.
Yeah.
One day, this season that the angel is coming all the time, one day that season is going to be mine.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he kept coming. Well, the Lord saw his persistence. And Jesus, oh my, he can see everything that you're going through. He knows. You know, so one day the Lord Jesus, he's the one that calls the time. He's the master of the angels.
Yeah.
You know, when Jesus is around, you don't need no angel to stay at the pool. You're looking at Jehovah himself. Hallelujah, somebody. So Jesus knows exactly the time that the angel used to go, because he's the one that sent the angel. So he walks up there, he sees this man, he says to the man, hello, sir. He said, what are you doing? He said, well, you know, I'm waiting here for that staring of the angel. And he said, but you know, every time, you know, I get this close, but I can't move fast enough because of my condition here. And somebody else gets in ahead of me, and they get healed. And every time I have to come here, I go back home without my miracle. And Jesus said, well, that was then. But this is now. Can somebody say hallelujah? Oh yeah. You don't need no standing on the pool. I'm right here. Do you believe? He said. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, he said, well, you know, I believe, but you know, I don't see no water staring. And the Lord just said to him, take up that bed and rise up. Amen?
Amen.
Oh yeah, I love the sound of that. Rise up, he said, and take up that bed. And when he speaks the word, when he calls the season, the Lord called the season for that man. He said, no, I've seen this man. I've seen his travail. You know, I have seen it. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes, he's seen those travails. He appoints the sons of men to be exercised in those travails, to go through those things. But one day, he's going to call the season. And when he calls the season, like he called the season for this man, there's no stopping him then.
Amen.
Hallelujah, somebody. And God has a season, a due season, for some of you in here this morning.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Now this is for those of you especially that always came this close and you always missed it. You came this close every single time. But the devil stole it from you. Now that this is for you this morning. God has a due season for you. And he wants me to tell you this morning that there is a set time. There is an appointed time that he has appointed. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh yes, and when the Lord calls for it, nobody can change it. Jesus himself said, I am he that openeth and no man can shut. Hallelujah, somebody. He said, when I open, nobody can shut. You know, and that's exactly who the Lord is. You know, and he's going to open a door for you into your due season this morning. Hallelujah. Now, I don't know exactly how long your due season is going to be. He calls those signs, and it's different for everybody. Just like your fingers are different, you know, so is everybody's travails and due seasons different. But the Lord, the Master, he's over all. The Bible says he's over all his works. Hallelujah. All whose works are done in righteousness, Nebuchadnezzar said finally. You know, he said, give the Lord the praise, the King of heaven. His works are done in righteousness. Oh, we know that his works are done in righteousness. Can somebody say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
But here's what the Lord is looking for from you. He wants that persistent faith. Just like this man who went to this pool every year. And this man didn't give up. And in his heart, you know, we don't know all the story, but in his heart, you know, I believe that this man, he was praying and he said, God, have mercy upon me. You know, because God, you know, looked down on him, you know, and he was drawn to that call for mercy. You know, that's one thing, and you've heard me say it again, you know, time and time again, and I'll say it again this morning. That's one thing that the Lord will never turn down. It's a cry for his mercy. Can somebody say hallelujah? When you can cry for his mercy. See now, when you're going through stuff, you know, and all of these things and so forth, and as long as you're not crying unto the Lord, you know, that's okay. You know, that doesn't change anything necessarily. Because the Lord said about the children of Israel, when he was about to send Moses to go deliver them, he said, I have seen their affliction, which they've been afflicted for 400 years. See, but their affliction wasn't exactly what moved God. You say, well, that sounds cold. No. You know, because you got to call on his mercy. Amen?
Amen?
You know, it wasn't their affliction. He said, I have seen their affliction. He didn't do anything about it. But now I have heard their cry.
Yes, yes.
And now I am ready to go set them free.
Yes.
As long as they were being afflicted and they weren't crying unto the Lord, that's all right. You know, and that's many of you like that. You're being afflicted, you're not crying unto the Lord. You're looking for some other ways of relieving yourself of the stress. Amen. Somebody is going through some problem. They grab a big gallon of chocolate ice cream. Well, that's not going to help you. You need to get a hold of the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
As long as you've got your sidekick in the chocolate ice cream, well, the Lord will leave you alone to that. Amen. Oh yeah. I have seen their affliction. I didn't do nothing about it. But now I have heard their cry.
Yes.
And now I am arisen to go set them free.
Yes.
Hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
You've got to cry to the Lord.
Yes. Yes.
Don't pick up the phone and call your friend. Don't turn on some television channel. Get a hold of the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Is any man afflicted, the Bible says? That's God's prescription in John chapter 5. I mean, 1 John chapter 5. He says, if any man afflicted, let him pray. Hallelujah. Not eat some cookies. No, let him pray. Hallelujah, somebody. That's right. When you are afflicted, you get a hold of God. You cry for his mercy. You say, Lord, I know my season is coming. Amen. I know you have appointed a set time for me to favor me. Hallelujah. The Bible says, God who raises the dead, God will raise those things that are dead in your life.
Amen.
The things that are dead, that the enemy has made mockery of you and so forth, God raises the dead. He'll reach down and he'll pull out. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh my, but you got to hang on. You have got to keep coming back to the place of prayer. Just like this man, he came back every single time. After every disappointment, he came back again. Some people are disappointed and they walk away and grumble against God. Well, I don't know if he loves me or whatever. You know, if God was a good God in heaven, he wouldn't let this stuff happen to me and so on. You know, and in fact, the devil, he got a hold of Job that way. You know, I started to torment him and everything, and he was looking for Job to turn against God, and he got inside of Job's wife, and Job said to her husband, come on, you know, just curse the Lord already, you know, and away with this nonsense, you know. And the man said, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away.
Yes, yes.
Blessed be the name of our Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah, somebody.
Yes.
And the Lord said, whoo, did I tell you, devil? Oh yes, sir. Because there was a contest. Hallelujah. And Job was a trophy. See? And some of you are trophies in here today. And there's a contest between the Lord and the enemy. And the Lord said, you know, have you seen my servant such and such? And the enemy said, you are, you know, you let me have at them. You know, I'm going to take care of that right away. And the Lord said, well, you know, hey, you know, I know such and such. He said, and the enemy will say, not if I have something to say about that. You know, I said, well, okay, you have a, you know, and then all of a sudden, you see that there's an unleashing of problems in your life.
Yes, amen.
See? Because you don't know what's happening in the heavens.
Yeah.
You don't know what the Lord has said. You don't know the enemy that has brought an accusation against you. And the Lord said, okay, well, let's see about that. You know, and then you go on. But if you give up, see, then the Lord will say, oh ye of little faith. See? Amen?
Yeah.
You know, oh ye of little faith. See, the Lord, he went into the storm. And he, you know, had enough confidence in the disciples that they can take care of business. So he just went to sleep. Amen?
Yeah.
Praise God, hallelujah. You know, he had more faith in the disciples than they had in him. You know, some of you, when you go on this flights and so forth like that, you know, you go to sleep. You know, you don't know what the pilot is doing, you know, in the cockpit and so forth. You don't know what the control towers are doing. You don't know how long. You just go to sleep. Because you know somehow, you were expecting somehow that everything's going to be all right. You know, amen? But I guarantee you, your boat will never capsize when Jesus is in the boat. Hallelujah, somebody. I don't care whether he's in the back taking a nap. I don't care whatever he's doing. As long as he's in the boat, that boat cannot capsize.
Hallelujah.
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 See, but the Lord, he already knew that the storm was going to come and pass. See, the Lord didn't have any business rebuking the storm. He didn't care about that. He's just going to go to sleep. Let the storm do its thing. You know, we'll be done and we'll be on the other side. Because Jesus said to them, let us go over to the other side.
Yeah.
Not let us go into the storm and perish. Let us go over. And that word that he spoke must sustain itself.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, somebody. When God speaks a word to you, I don't care how many devils in heaven, I mean in hell, or anywhere else, raise up to try to turn it down, it cannot be turned down.
Hallelujah.
The word of God, the scripture, cannot be broken.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
That word will sustain itself.
Hallelujah.
Whatever God has said to you, it will come to pass if you believe it.
Yeah.
And that's God saith the Lord. You must believe it. Hallelujah. You must hold on. You cannot give up. You know, you cannot give up. And you heard me say this, you know, it's like watching, a boxing match, you know, about. And you can see some of those real good boxers, you know, he might get knocked down, but he's not going to stay down for the count. Can somebody say amen? Getting knocked down doesn't mean you're going to lose the fight, except you stay down for the count. But the Lord is in your corner, and he's saying to you this morning, get up.
Yes.
Hallelujah, somebody.
Yes.
Get up. And then, you know, they're in his corner, you know, and they say, get up. Get up, man. You got the eye on the tiger. Get up, man. And he's looking, no way I get up. You know, no way I get up. He said, come on, man, get up. And he looks across the crowd, you know, and he's going to see a familiar face. Maybe his wife. Maybe his daughter. Maybe he's somebody that he can connect with. Amen?
Right.
And when he connects, oh my, he's going to dig it down. And he's going to come up. And the opponent better pray. Amen. Praise God. Oh yes, you know, as some of you, the devil knocked you down. But he has never knocked you out.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He's knocked you down. You know, and the devil is there, yeah? One, two, three, stay down now. Four, five, stay down now. You know, but here comes the angel of the Lord. He's in your corner. And he'll say, get up. Because I am with you always.
Yes.
I will never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. Though thou goest through the fire, I will be with you. It will not kindle upon you. When you walk through the waters, I will be with you. I am with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will help you. Yeah. I will uphold you with the right hand of my hand. Get up now. Get up now. Oh yeah. And if you are David, you say, oh my goodness. You say, you reload your faith. He said, oh, war should be all around me. Though an enemy and a host should encamp around me, in this will I be confident. I'm not going to worry about all these things and so forth, because the Lord is the light of my salvation. He's the strength of my life. Of whom shall I fear? The Lord is with me. The Lord has called my duties. Hallelujah, somebody. He has called my due season. Amen. Praise God. Oh yeah. You know, and if you're pregnant for a baby, I mean with a baby, you know, at some point in time, God will call that season and that baby's coming forth. And the Lord says, shall I bring to the birth and not cause to bring forth? Oh my. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, so you got to believe like that woman that's believing for that day. Praise God. You got to keep believing. You know he has appointed a season. He has appointed the time that he's going to bring your deliverance. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh yeah. And when the Lord is looking at your situation and looking at what you're doing and so forth, you know, the Bible says, you know, if you faint, see, in the day of adversity, that's because your strength is little. So the Lord, he's boasting about you, you know, because he said there is no temptation or no trial or no travail that can come upon you other than, you know, what you can bear. He's already fixed that. So whatever you're going through, hello, whatever you're going through, guess what? He's already giving you the power. Hallelujah, somebody. You already got the grace. You know, Paul, he said to the Lord, take care of this. Lord said, my grace is sufficient for you. Hallelujah, somebody. My grace is already sufficient for you. Praise God. You say, will God remove every affliction? No. But his grace is sufficient for you. And he has appointed a due season in which he will bring your deliverance. But you must hold on. Hallelujah. Let's stand to our feet this morning. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Stand to your feet this morning and let's believe the Lord together. Amen. Praise God. Now, if you are here this morning and you say, well, you know, I've been believing God for a long time and so forth. Well, I come this close. Well, the man, he came 38 years. He came close every year for, we don't know how long, maybe 38 years, you know. But he never gave up. And he kept coming. And if he would have given up, he would never have met the master. Hallelujah, somebody. But he never gave up. And he kept coming every single time. After every single disappointment, he came right back to the same place of looking for that miracle. Praise God. Well, I got news for that devil this morning. Behold, saith the Lord, I am Alpha and Omega. Hallelujah. Praise God. And the Bible says, whatsoever the Lord doeth shall be forever. Nothing can be taken from it or added to it. It's already perfect. It's finished. And as Micah said, I want some of you to say that this morning. Micah said in Micah 7 and verse 8. He said, rejoice not over me, O my enemy. Because when you knock me down, I will arise again. And when I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light unto me. And when I'm going through this travail, there is a due season that is coming for me that God has appointed. And when my season gets here, he is the one that has opened the door. I will enter into that season and no man can shut it. Hallelujah, somebody. I will enter into the season that God has appointed for me. Now there is a due season of release for some of you in here this morning. Praise God. And God has called for a special anointing in this service this morning. We say special and absolutely, because each service has its own anointing. The anointing that God is bringing for this service is for you to enter into your due season. Can somebody say amen? You say due? Why is it due? Because Jesus paid the price. Oh yeah, he paid the price for you. He finished, he settled, he put his seal upon it. He said, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega. Behold, I make all things new. Oh my goodness. Hallelujah. Now, if that's you this morning, and you want to enter into your due season, Now, God is the one that calls the due season. He's the one that appoints the time. He's the one that knows the time. He said, even the birds of the air, they know the season, they know all of this, and the stalks of the air, they know all of this, but my people don't know their time. Do you know the day of God's visitation? Do you know that God is visiting you here this morning? If you know that, now I'm going to pray. The prayer that is going to change everything for you this morning. Praise God, hallelujah. I'm going to pray that the Lord, He will open that door into your due season. And you will enter in and go in and out and you will find pasture. Hallelujah, somebody. I'm going to pray and I'm going to believe God with you this morning. That as you step in, that which has eluded you all these years, evaded you, that which the devil has stolen from you, the Lord is going to restore. Amen. Can somebody say amen? Now if that's you this morning, I'm going to pray with you. I'm going to invite you. You take a step of faith. Now you already are here this morning. That's why you came to church. You are here for a blessing. Amen. So I want you to take a step of faith. And I'm going to pray. And I prayed last night. And I prayed in the night. And I said, Lord, you know, you called for this due season. And Lord, let it be, oh God, that everyone that will hear this message, let them believe the Lord and God works something, a miracle. Hallelujah. And the Lord said, He said, don't be tarry. He said, wait for it. Because it will not tarry long, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, those of you who are here this morning, throw up your hands and let's believe the Lord together. Praise God. Now, you say, well, I've been prayed for before about this. Now, that doesn't matter. The Lord is the one that calls the seasons. The Lord is the one that calls the times. See, He called it this morning. I didn't call it. You know, He called it this morning. Praise God. And He's going to put things in motion in your life to make sure that you enter into your due season. You will enter into your due season. Can I get an amen? Can I get a witness from somebody? You will enter into your due season. Now let's pray. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Praise God. First of all, I take authority in the name of Jesus Christ over every spirit of doubt and unbelief. For the doubting and the unbelieving are outside the holy city, saith the Lord. And let not that man that doubted, that has a double mind, think he can receive anything from the Lord. So get the doubt out of here this morning. Now, Lord Jesus, the great dissolver of doubt is the Word of God. The Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. And it can cut through those doubts in your mind. And the word that you have heard this morning, latch on to it by the faith that God has given you. Let it be mixed with faith as we believe God together. Now, Lord, move back the clouds of unbelief in Jesus' mighty name. Move them back, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now, I've got something to tell the devil this morning. The Lord says to the devil, the enemy that has oppressed you, that has, you know, made, stolen your victory and all of the things that you try to get a hold of and it just eluded you and all this thing. Here's the word of the Lord to the devil this morning. Let my people go. Yeah. Hallelujah. Go. Let my people go. Yeah. It is enough, saith the Lord. Is there somebody in the house that believes that? Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is enough, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. My people, they have an appointment with me, saith the Lord. A due season, a time that I have chosen to give them due rain and due meat in the time of rain and in the time, the season that I have chosen, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, the door that you have opened for your people this morning to enter into the due season that is appointed for them. You said in your word, I am he that openeth and no man can shut. No devil is big enough, no demons anywhere, and so forth can stop the mighty hand of God. Oh, yeah. Open the door for your people this morning.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said, ye doors of righteousness, open and let the righteous walk in. Hallelujah. Now here's the word of the Lord unto every one of you this morning. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. You got to lift up your heads. Be ye lift up, O ye gates, and let the King of glory coming. He wants you to lift up your head in victory, in expectation. The little child that wants to be carried by the parent, they lift up their arms. And that's when the parent will pick them up. Hallelujah, somebody. God doesn't want you to bow your head in shame. Lift up your head this morning. Lift up your head this morning. Lift up your head this morning. In expectation of a miracle. In expectation of a release from God. And let the King of glory come in. Only everlasting God, be He lift up. And let the King of glory come into the lives of the people of God. Hallelujah. The due season that God has appointed you begins to break forth for you in Jesus, Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. The enemy shall not exact upon you anymore.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the unrighteous shall not afflict you. Oh yes, this very day, saith the Lord, is the beginning of your entrance into your due season. Can somebody say amen? Oh yes, this is hallelujah. And I will close with this word that the Lord wants me to speak unto you this morning. He wants me to read it to you from Ezekiel chapter 12 and verse 28. Therefore, say unto them this morning, the Lord told me last night. Say unto them this morning, thus saith the Lord God, there shall none of my words be prolonged anymore.
Amen.
But the word which I have spoken concerning you shall be done, saith the Lord God of hosts. Hallelujah, somebody. My word shall no longer be delayed. The promise that I have given in your life, when the enemy has stolen, shall no longer elude you. But it will now be accomplished. And I will finish the work in righteousness, saith the Lord. Give the Lord the praise. Raise up your hands and give Him the glory here this morning. Give the Lord the glory in here this morning. Give the Lord the glory in here this morning. Now, Lord, watch over your word to fulfill it, Lord, in Jesus' name. The word will sustain itself there this morning, Lord. This word that you have spoken, Lord, this morning, it shall not return void. It shall prosper in the purpose of God. It shall accomplish there where it is sent to do. In the lives of the people, to bring faith, to bring hope, to bring a renewing. Hallelujah. A reloading of their faith. A believing, a rejoicing again, looking for that great release. Looking for that season of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus, Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Therefore, say unto them this morning, I say unto you again, thus saith the Lord God, there shall none of my words be prolonged anymore.
Amen.
But the word which I have spoken concerning you shall be done swiftly, saith the Lord of hosts.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Give a lot of praise as you go back to your seats this morning. Thank you, Jesus. 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 In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Everybody say amen.